Today we'll be looking at Mary's mediation. I want you to stay right there because it's coming up now. Hey there, welcome to the Saturday edition of the program. My name is Gary Zimek. Today is day 23 of our preparation for total consecration, our 33-day preparation. So I'm not a math guy, but even I can tell we've got 10 days left. Pretty incredible. We are continuing our week devoted to the teaching of St. John Paul II. Now, thus far, we've looked at St. Louis de Montfort. We looked at St. Maximilian Kolbe. We looked at Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And this week, we look at St. John Paul II, all great Marian saints. We're going to recap after we're done with the week on John Paul, and we'll do one day of review for each of these folks, then a general day of review, and then we go into total consecration, just to let you know where we stand with the process. I think you're doing great. I love your questions. Please keep them coming, and always feel free to reach out if there's anything that I can do for you. And remember, too, that after total consecration ends on October the 7th, I'll do a couple more shows talking about what you can expect. And after that, I'll let you know probably within the next week what themes we'll be using on the program each night. So the program will continue. If you'd like to listen, I'd love to have you as a listener. We're going to look at different themes every night, which will not only help you to keep your consecration going or to better live out your consecration, but it's going to help you to grow closer to the Lord. That's why I do this show. I've been doing it since 2011, and it's a real thrill to be able to do it, and I plan to continue as long as I can. So if you'd like to listen, I'd love to have you as a daily listener. Each year when we do this total consecration, we pick up a lot of new listeners, so that's always a blessing to me. Now, coming up later this year, during the Advent season, I'll be doing my yearly Advent retreat. Stay tuned for details about that. But if you ever wanted to do an Advent retreat and couldn't go anywhere to do it, this is perfect because we'll do it right at home. You don't have to leave anywhere. You can listen to the show and get an Advent retreat right delivered right to you. It's not going to cost you anything. You can't beat that, right? And then in Lent, I do a Lenten retreat. And then next fall, God willing, we'll once again be able to do total consecration, hopefully. And I'd love to have you join me. So this is what we have planned in the weeks coming, ahead. And really, if you would like to keep listening to the program, you know that I'd like to have you. I enjoy when we get new listeners to the show. And every time we do one of these specials, these total consecration retreats, or any of our retreats, really, we pick up some new listeners, and many of them stick around, believe it or not. Yeah, I know you're probably thinking, why? But they do. But it's a great privilege to be able to do this. I just love doing this show. We will continue on going through the weekends up until the time total consecration is done, and then we'll go to a Monday through Friday format, 30 minutes each night. We will read the daily Mass readings much in the same way that I do during total consecration, with the exception of we generally do all of the Mass readings, the first reading, the psalm, and the gospel during total consecration. Because we have more material to cover, I generally just focus on the gospel. If I can do all the readings, I do, but for the past couple of days, all I've been able to do was the gospel. That's the way the show works. But anyway, on today's program, we're going to look at the maternal mediation of the Blessed Mother. And I think that's confusing to us. What exactly is Mary's role? Why do we need her? How can she help us? And, you know, these are all good things to address right now as we go forward with this total consecration. Yesterday, we began our teaching, our week devoted to the teaching of St. John Paul II. Obviously, he really loved the Blessed Mother. He loved Divine Mercy. We talked about both of those things on the show last night, and we're going to continue looking at St. John Paul's teaching for the next several days. I will read the gospel from today's Mass. It's a very short one. We'll be able to read that at the end of the program. So that's what's in store for you. We're going to pray in a minute, but I want to make sure you understand that if you have any questions at all, feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. In fact, I'd really encourage it. If you have questions, if you're not sure about something, and you know, there a lot of questions do come up. A lot of questions do come up when you go through something like total consecration, because it's not the easiest concept to grasp. And there can be things that just seem a little weird, to be totally honest. So it's better to ask the question than always wonder about it. If you ask the question, we could bring it up, we could talk about it, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to find out your question wasn't weird at all. I reserved that 1 time out of 10 just in case you might happen to have a weird question. I'm just kidding. Anytime you have a question, Gary@followingthetruth.com. Let's pray, and then we'll get on with our material for day 23 of our 33-day preparation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this new day. Thank you for the blessing of being able to share Marian consecration together on this radio program. Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the gift of our Blessed Mother. We thank you for all of the blessings you've given to us in our lives. And we ask you to continue to strengthen us and keep us close to you as we continue, as we go on this path toward total consecration. Father, as you know, many people in the world are hurting today. We ask you to heal them, especially the sick, the anxious, the lonely, those who are struggling financially, those who are dealing with addiction. Please help them. Allow them to feel your peace and allow them to get closer to you. We ask, Father, for the safety of our Holy Father, Pope Francis, as he travels in the United States. We ask that his mission will bear great fruit in the lives of many people. We ask that you help us, because sometimes we get weak. Sometimes we don't feel like sharing our faith with others. So we ask you to strengthen us so that we will be able to proclaim our faith, even when it's not easy. We ask that you help us to do your will at all times. We ask that you accept our own personal needs and intentions and handle them for us. Help us to trust you more. Help us to love you more. And help us to believe in your providence for us. Father, today I present to you this program. I give it over to you, and I ask you to help me to speak through me this day, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And we ask for these things in the most holy name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and ask for her intercession, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. St. Louis de Montfort, St. Maximilian Kolbe, Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, St. John Paul II, and good St. Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. That list of intercessors at the end of my prayer is getting really complicated, so I had to consolidate a little bit. My name is Gary Zimak, and it is a pleasure to be back here with you on the program. We are in the midst of our annual preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We do it in the fall of each year. This is the fifth time that I've been offering this on, that I've offered this on my program. And I want to let you know, too, I don't know how many times I mentioned this, but we've taken probably close to 3,000 people through this total consecration process. So I really have been blessed to be able to do this, to be able to bring people closer to Our Lady, because she really can be very much misunderstood. I think that's something that many of us struggle with, this relationship with Our Lady. We don't really know how she fits in. We start to get a little nervous if we become too devoted to her. But it's good that I'm able to do this, to talk about Our Lady and how important she is and how she never will take us away from Jesus. So the reason we are growing close to our Blessed Mother Mary is so that we will ultimately grow closer to Jesus. That's the purpose. We are not doing anything to exclusively grow close to Mary at the expense of our relationship with Jesus. We are trying to grow closer to Jesus, and we're asking for the help of our Blessed Mother Mary to do so. If you have any questions about anything that we're going through, please always feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And also, if you would be interested in inviting me to your parish to speak, I would love to do so. You could contact me through my website, followingthetruth.com, or you can email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. And I'd be happy to work out the deal with you. I travel extensively throughout the U.S. and Canada proclaiming the good news, so I would be very, very happy to be able to do that at your parish as well. All right, you ready to get started? Let's take a look at Mary's maternal mediation. Very confusing topic, so I'm really glad we're going to be able to talk about this. As one of our guides to Consecration Day, St. John Paul II is a triple gift. Not only is he a Marian saint, like our other three guides, not only is he brilliant and thoroughly trained in theology, like de Montfort and Kolbe, but he is also a pope. Therefore, his words carry the teaching authority of the successor of St. Peter and the authoritative weight of an ecumenical council. Well, this is true in the sense that his teachings on the Mother of God are deeply rooted in the authoritative Mariology of the Second Vatican Council. Because of this dependence on the Council, before we look to John Paul's teaching on Marian consecration, let's see what the Council has to say about Mary. Tomorrow, we'll begin to ponder how John Paul builds on Vatican II's teaching. I think that sometimes, and this is my opinion, I think that sometimes we forget or we're not aware of the fact that Mary was a big part of Vatican II. She was included. Well, I'm going to let Father Gately talk about this, but she was included in the most important document of the Second Vatican Council, which is Lumen Gentium. Let's let Father Gately talk about this. One can find the main Marian teachings of Vatican II in the last chapter of the Dogmatic Constitution of the Church, known by its Latin title, Lumen Gentium. The heart of these teachings has to do with what's usually called Mary's maternal mediation. Maternal mediation basically means that Mary is our spiritual mother, hence maternal, who assists us from heaven with her prayers and motherly care to help bring us to God, hence mediation. While the term maternal should be familiar, mediation may need some explaining. A mediator is someone who stands between two people for the sake of bringing them into unity. Thus, Jesus Christ is a mediator. He is the one who, after the fall, stands between God and fallen humanity to bring us back into communion with God. And there's only one, as St. Paul makes clear. In 1 Timothy 2:5, there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. Now, I could say something, but Father Gately is going to explain this a lot better than I can. So let's look at his words about the fact that here we are about to turn to Mary and ask her to help us grow closer to Jesus. But at the same time, the Bible says that there's only one mediator between God and man, and that's Jesus. Where does Mary fit in? Where do the saints fit in, for that matter? Let's hear what Father Gately has to say. If there's only one mediator between God and man, and that one mediator is Jesus Christ, then why does the Second Vatican Council describe Mary as a mediator? Because God is generous. In other words, Jesus doesn't keep his role as mediator to himself. He wants Mary, and not just Mary, but all Christians, to share in his one mediation, though in subordinate ways. For instance, each of us shares in Christ's one mediation when we pray for one another in Christ. I mentioned a similar point in the introduction when I wrote that God wants all of us to participate in his work of salvation. I also mentioned there that Mary has a uniquely important role in this work. Again, according to Vatican II, this special role is required or is captured by the phrase maternal mediation. among creatures, Mary's role in the ongoing work of salvation is by far the most important. She was given such an important role, not from some inner necessity on God's part, but from the divine pleasure. Again, we see God's generosity in including us in the work of redemption. We, the very same creatures he came to redeem. The following passage from Lumen Gentium summarizes Mary's cooperation in this work, both when she was on earth and now as she is in heaven. And we're going to read from this Vatican II document, Lumen Gentium, read some thoughts about the Blessed Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Blessed Virgin was on this earth the Virgin Mother of the Redeemer, and above all others, and in a singular way, the generous associate and humble handmaid of the Lord. She conceived, brought forth, and nourished Christ. She presented him to the Father in the temple, and was united with him by compassion, as he died on the cross. In this singular way, she cooperated by her obedience, faith, hope, and burning charity in the work of our Savior in giving back supernatural life to souls. Wherefore, she is our mother in the order of grace. The maternity of Mary in the order of grace began with the consent which she gave in faith at the Annunciation and consent. The maternity of Mary in the order of grace began with the consent which she gave in faith at the Annunciation, and which she sustained without wavering fulfillment of all the elect. Taken up to heaven, she did not lay aside this salvific duty, but by her constant intercession continued to bring us the gifts of eternal salvation. By her maternal charity, she cares for the brethren of her Son, who still journey on earth, surrounded by dangers and difficulties, until they are led to the happiness of their true home. Therefore, the Blessed Virgin is invoked by the Church under the titles of Advocate, Auxiliatrix, Adjutrix, and Mediatrix. This, however, is to be so understood that neither takes away from nor adds anything to the dignity and efficaciousness of Christ, the one mediator. So this is something we touched on a few days ago about Mary being a mediatrix, and that IX, remember, is just a feminine form of the word mediator. Mary mediates and helps us to grow close to her Son Jesus, but at the same time, she's merely sharing in his role as the ultimate mediator. We are not putting her on the same level with Jesus. Jesus is still infinitely greater than the Blessed Mother. We have to remember that. She is human. She's completely human. She is not divine in any way. And if anyone ever puts her in the same category with the Lord, they're wrong, because that's not at all what we believe as Catholics. All right, back to the material. So while on earth, Mary cooperated with God's plan of salvation above all others, particularly by giving birth to and caring for Jesus. Now in heaven, Mary still cooperates in a special way in God's plan of salvation. Through her constant intercession and maternal charity, she brings us grace, mercy, and the gifts of eternal salvation. Tomorrow we'll begin to see how John Paul develops this teaching on Mary's motherhood in the order of grace. For now, we can reflect on this great gift of God. Mary is our spiritual mother, whose God-given task is to nurture us with tender care and the gifts and graces to come to us through her loving prayers. I think part of that excerpt from Vatican II that I read, it was a little complicated, wasn't it? It got a little wordy, so don't panic about that. I think Father Gately summed up what we need to know at the end of this lesson. For now, we reflect on the great gift of God. Mary is our spiritual mother, whose God-given task is to nurture us with tender care and the gifts and graces that come to us through her loving prayers. Note that Mary prays for us. Mary is not the recipient of our prayers. You know, we use this, and we probably should talk about this. We sometimes say we pray to Mary, we pray to the saints. We really don't pray to them. It's an expression, but it doesn't mean that we treat them as divine beings. We treat them as intercessors, much in the same way that I would say to you, would you pray for me? And in, I think sometimes by using that terminology, we make it a little more confusing. And some of our non-Catholic brothers and sisters, they get very confused by that. And they think we're praying to Mary and we're praying to the saints. We are talking to them. We are asking them for favors. But essentially, all they can do is intercede for us. They pray for us because they're not divine. So even though Mary is getting this grace for us, she's getting it from Jesus. She's getting us this grace from Jesus. And that's a great thing because we really could use a lot of help. I mean, I know I could use a ton of help. You might not need as much as me, but we all need help when it comes to achieving our heavenly salvation. We're all destined to live with the Lord live with the Lord in heaven when we die, but it's not guaranteed. I mean, that's what he wants to happen, but we can certainly mess that up. That's why we want to make sure that we get as much mediation as possible. Today's prayer, come Holy Spirit, living in Mary, fill my heart with praise to God, forgiving me Mary as my spiritual mother. I think this is Mary is one of the most underappreciated gifts that we have. She's such a great blessing in our lives. And we're going to learn more about her as we go through the remaining time of this total consecration preparation. And then when we do the recap after October the 7th, and I talk a little bit over the next few days about total consecration, we'll talk about the Blessed Mother, and I'll have some material I can share. Generally, it takes me about 2 days to get everything finished. I'm not sure. I doubt I'll go beyond that, but we'll just see what happens. But you will learn more about the Blessed Mother as we go forward with our total consecration and beyond. Okay, so today we're looking at the Mass readings, or really the Gospel, from Saturday of the 25th week in Ordinary Time. And this is another short one, but it contains a good message. And remember, when we open up our Bible and we look at Scripture, the Lord speaks to us. So the Lord has a message for us. And let's take a look at this message and let him speak directly to each one of us today. Luke chapter 9, verses 43 through 45. While they were all amazed at his every deed, Jesus said to his disciples, pay attention to what I'm telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men. But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them, so they should not understand it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. If we want to learn from the apostles, we've got to be careful. Because they do a lot of things that we really shouldn't imitate. A lot of times they do some silly things. And, you know, these guys were, they probably had no idea that they would be looked back upon for all these years and have some of their shortcomings documented in the pages of the Bible. But when we look at them, we see oftentimes very weak men, which is incredible that Jesus could build a church with such weak men as the apostles. But in this case, we see that they were amazed at his every deed, but there was a lot that they didn't understand. They didn't understand this idea of Jesus saying that he has to be handed over to men. They didn't understand it, and they would have to suffer. They didn't understand it, but they were afraid to ask him about this saying. Now, what you and I can learn from this is not to imitate them, but to do the opposite of what they did. If you're not sure about a matter of faith, now, when we're going through this consecration process, I'm really glad that you're asking me questions. You can always ask me questions. Sometimes I might not know the answer, but I can point you to a potential source. Other times I will know the answer. But it's always good to ask questions, to make sure you have a copy of the Catechism of the Catholic Church handy, because the Catechism has lots of good answers. Sometimes they're a little tricky to find, but they are in there. And also the catechism is available online. You can find copies of it online, free of charge. So you can get the answers to your questions. Another potential source is your parish priest. I believe Catholic Answers has an apologetics department where you can either call up or send them a question. And you can rely on them. They have good information. It's not good to question a matter of faith and not do anything about it. Don't be afraid to ask the question. A lot of times we're afraid to ask the question because we think it's going to make us look like our faith doesn't mean anything to us. Well, in reality, the fact that we're asking questions means that we do care. That's why I always welcome questions, even the ones that say, this doesn't make sense to me, Gary. What's going on with this Marian devotion? Sounds like we're worshiping Mary. That's a very good question. And I'm really glad that that question has been asked, because some of this stuff does sound like we're worshiping Mary. That's why we need to be able to ask it, to get it out of the way in order for us to be able to move forward. We want to get these questions on the table, answer them, and that's how you learn. That's how you grow closer to our Lord and through His church. Christ established His church to help get us to heaven. Some of the teachings can be a little confusing. They get misinterpreted quite often, especially if you depend on the mainstream media. They're not going to give you the true answer. But anyway, my point is, ask questions. It's a good thing. That's how you learn. That's how you grow closer to our Lord. I'm hoping that you are learning about the Blessed Mother and just get a little bit of information this time. You don't have to be inundated. You don't have to become a Marian scholar by the time we're done our 33-day preparation. If you didn't know much about her going in and you learned a fact or two on the way to making your total consecration, praise God for that. That's a good thing. It's taken me a while to learn about the Blessed Mother because many of the concepts about her were always mysterious to me. I didn't really get how she fit into the picture. I'm learning more, but I still have a long way to go. And in fact, I've written a book about the Blessed Mother, Listen to Your Blessed Mother, Mary's Words in Scripture, which focuses on her words and her actions in sacred scripture, but there are still questions that I have about Mary. And it's a process. Just as you got to know maybe a friend in your life, your spouse possibly, that's how it is with the Blessed Mother or even with Jesus. You get to know them on a gradual basis, little by little, by daily communication, by being in their presence. And that's how we get to know the Blessed Mother. That's how we get to know Jesus. So don't hesitate to ask questions. The apostles gave us a good example today of what not to do. They were afraid. They didn't understand, but they didn't ask questions. Let's ask the questions. And on that note, if you do have questions, my email address is gary@followingthetruth.com, gary@followingthetruth.com. I'd also like to remind you that we will be here, God willing, tomorrow for day 24 of our 33-day preparation. So that's going to be taking place tomorrow. And we'll be talking more about the Marian teachings of St. John Paul II. And that's going to continue for several more days. I hope you're enjoying the show. Remember to pray for all of us who are making this total consecration. And know that you'll be in our prayers as well. You'll be in my prayers. I'm asking everybody to continue to pray for all of us. Because 33 days can be a long time. And it's easy to fade out. Somewhere along the line, I can see the numbers going down, and this happens every year. The numbers are maintaining themselves pretty steadily over the past few weeks, which is a good thing, because we don't want to just give up, or we don't want to go through the motions and say, I don't have the time for the show, I'm going to just read the prayers. What happens is you generally end up speed reading through them, and you don't get as much out of them. That's why I like to have you hang out with me for 30 minutes and we talk about some of these concepts, okay? So Mary is a mediator, but she is only sharing in our Lord's role. She's not taking His place. Very important to remember. Have yourself a wonderful night, God willing. We will talk to you tomorrow. And remember, Mary loves you, and she wants to help you grow closer to Jesus. Take care.